I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Today marks the 5th anniversary of Pope Francis's election, and retired Pope Benedict XVI has come to Francis's defense. In a letter sent to the prefect of the Vatican Secretariat for Communication, Benedict praises the new book series, titled The Theology of Pope Francis, defended the continuity of the Church's teaching under Francis, and stated, quote, "It contradicts the foolish prejudice of those who see Pope Francis as someone who lacks a particular theological and philosophical formation." President Trump has fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and is naming CIA Director Mike Pompeo to replace him. Trump made the announcement on Twitter and praised Tillerson for his service while stating Pompeo will do, quote, a fantastic job, and also named Gina Haspel as the new CIA director. Trump did not give any explanation for the sudden change in personnel. According to a White House official, Trump wanted to have a new team ready to go for the approaching talks with North Korea, as well as a number of talks on trade. Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee have finished a draft report of their investigation into Russian meddling of the 2016 election and stated they found no evidence of collusion between Trump's campaign and Russia. The report also disputes the assessment made by intelligence committees in January of 2017 that the Russian meddling was done in an effort to help Trump. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence issued a statement saying that it continues to stand by the intelligence community's assessment. Democrats on the panel criticized the investigation for being too short and stated the Republicans refused to subpoena documents and key records that they say would have been useful in the probe. Democrats on the panel are also expected to release their own report on the investigation. Two packages exploded in Austin, Texas yesterday, killing a teenager and wounding two women. The explosions happened just a few miles from each other and less than 2 weeks after another package exploded, killing a man. Authorities believe the attacks are connected and urged anyone who receives an unexpected package to call the police. They are also looking into whether race is a motive, as all the victims were minorities. Meanwhile, an explosion hit the convoy of the Palestinian Prime Minister as he was visiting the Gaza Strip. The political party of the Prime Minister, the Fatah Party, believe the attack was an assassination attempt. The explosion complicates an already tense mending process between the Hamas militant group, which rules Gaza, and the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. It may also complicate a meeting at the White House later today, where representatives from around the world are set to meet to go over economic development in Gaza, as well as the serious humanitarian situation in the region. A nun involved in a lawsuit with singer Katy Perry and the Archdiocese of Los Angeles over the purchase of a convent collapsed and died while in court. 89-year-old Sister Catherine Rose Holtzman was in court for a post-judgment hearing connected to the suit when she collapsed. The dispute started in 2015 when Holtzman and her fellow sisters of the Most Holy and Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary sold the convent to restaurateur Dana Hollister for $15.5 million. The Archdiocese sued to block the sale, saying the sisters did not have the legal right to sell the property and instead sold the property to Perry. In 2016, a judge ruled against the nuns, saying that the sale to Hollister was invalid and ordered she pay the Archdiocese and Perry millions in legal fees. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.